Years later, I tried to get to the bottom of the RCGA's interaction with Mo that led to his removal from the America's Cup team and his loss of amateur status. Marion Doherty tried to help, but told me that the files regarding the incident had been lost. Anglin insisted that the matter had been a simple one, and that Mo's dismissal from the America's Cup team had been due to the communication problem, not because the RCGA thought Mo's presence would embarrass the organization or, by extension, Canada. Anglin had repeatedly tried to contact Mo to figure out what was going on, and Mo had ignored him. After announcing that he would turn professional, prompted by the conflict surrounding his amateur status violations, Mo finished third in a bursary for Canadian professionals under 30 and won, or should have won, $1,500 to play 10 weeks on the U.S. winter circuit. But again, he ran aground. The Canadian Professional Golfers Association deemed him ineligible to win money because he held no official status with a club. Who was he? What was he? The ultra-conservative golf world of the 1950s needed to label Mo. He wasn't a pro, but he wasn't an amateur. He just wanted to play tournament golf. Mo spent the winter of 1958 in Florida, but he didn't have the money to play the winter tour. Upon his return north in the spring, Bert Turcotte, a Toronto golf pro and club manager who also ran indoor golf schools in the winter, was looking after de Havilland and hired Mo. Mo entered the next bursary tournament and again was one of the three professionals to win the money to play the winter circuit. He set out to play 10 tournaments on the 1959 U.S. Winter Tour against golfers such as Palmer, Snead, Hogan, and Billy Casper, all major champions. The American professionals soon let Mo know he annoyed them. He had come into a world where players conformed to a set of rules. They were trying to impress current sponsors and potential sponsors. Mo sometimes wore the same clothes a few days in a row. His pants were too short, and his shoes were torn. He stood out. His physical appearance, his sweat-stained visor.